We've been talking this week on Talking Tech about the people search engines, these companies that buy up our data from state agencies and county agencies and then try to resell it to us online. I had a lot of questions about how this was all happening and why I was being offered the opportunity to pay money to read what might be my criminal court history, my real estate histories, my age, my address, how much I paid for my house, all this stuff. I found it bothersome. I reached out to a lot of the companies. One of them responded to me, Spokio, and invited me over to come have a chat. I sat down with Harrison Tang. He is the co-founder and CEO of Spokio, which, to their credit, do not use the heated fear language that some of the other competitors like MyLife and TruthFinder use. Refreshing conversation with Harrison Tang. I'm Jefferson Graham. This is Talking Tech. Have a listen.
I think the reason why a lot of people, they have mistrust toward big technology companies or data companies and data technologies is because they don't understand how it works. It's a black box. So I think shining the light and being more transparent and making sure that it's not no longer a mystery, that even my mom can understand how it works, I think that will go a long way in helping our users, customers in the world, better understand and feel comfortable about it.
Why don't you tell everybody about how popular name searching is?
So 8% of searches online are actually about people's names, right? It can be about famous people. It can be about our ancestors or people who passed away, or it can be about our loved ones, people close to us, families and friends, or people you met on the, meet going on a date with, right? Or businesses finding their customers. So there are a lot of use cases, and it's a very, very big market.
The person who Googles themselves and finds a little listing at the bottom that says we found information about that person on Spokio, and we have, whether it be court records, whether it be whatever, and they start going, wait, that's weird. What do you say to them that are listening right now?
I think there are a lot of people trying to find other people, right? And there are a lot of use cases. Again, earlier I was talking about families finding other long-lost families. You know, we have this community effort called Search Angels, helping adoptees find their biological parents, right? Or people doing a research on their date. You know, there are a lot of positive use cases, right, for searching for other people. And I think what we need to do a better job is to better understand those use cases so that we can actually help them, accomplish and do their job better. Providing more features and more data intelligence so that they can make more informed decisions. Right.
But if they don't want their name in your index, they go to the privacy section? What do they do to opt out?
Oh, yeah. So at the end, if someone doesn't want to show up on ours, on Spokio.com, they can go to the bottom of the page and they can just opt out of it. And they can just enter the email. And then within basically two or three clicks, we'll honor that opt-out.
What percentage of your world, how many opt-out requests do you get on a day or a month or a week?
It's in the single 0.something percentage, right?
It's pretty tiny.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny. Again, we respect that different people feel differently about privacy. We definitely respect that. So we want to provide different options to people because people want choice, and we want to provide those choices.
Harrison Tang, CEO of Spokio, here in the Game of Thrones room in Pasadena. Thanks for having us. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Look for me on Twitter. I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.